to your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into another week of fun and excitement tonight. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. Coming up, you, Gard, just stacked to the brim with show prep tonight.
Yeah.
And one of the stories is one I'd wanted to get to Saturday, but as you know, the Saturday shows can be fairly packed with the phone calls.
All Mark has to say is, I like the military, and boom!
Yeah. Oh, wow.
This show is about your call, so hold the thought on the Obama indefinite detention madness. First, we're going to the phones to an unscreened call on the AMP line. Hello, who's this?
Hey, guys, it's Brian in New Hampshire.
Hey there, hey, Brian. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, just wanted to fill you guys in on something that happened last week. It was about my son Miller's concealed carry reconsideration.
Right. Miller is 16, and he had gone to get the concealed carry permit here in New Hampshire, which is supposed to be shall issue, meaning if you go in there and you're not, you know, ranting like a madman or been a convicted felon, they should or they shall issue you the permit. Now, of course, I don't believe that anybody should have to ask for a permit to exercise a right, but nonetheless, people do that. And even though there's nothing in the New Hampshire laws about being less than 18 to get one of these things, he was denied based on his age, right?
Yes, that's right. The police chief came back and said, you are denied because you are not an adult. So Miller called him up and said, hey, I can't find anywhere in your rules, your statutes that say that only people who are adults can get these concealed carry licenses. It says that, you know, you shall issue to a you know, person that is, you know, you shall issue to.
What did they say?
Well, we went to court, and, you know, I thought it was going to be a slam dunk. And this call basically is to warn people about assuming things. Because,
Well, you are using their system, Ryan.
Slam dunk. You know, we're going to be on the plaintiff's side. You know, the police chief is going to be on the defendant's side. What could he possibly do? Never get cocky when you go to court. That's lesson one.
Well, plus, also remember that you are going up against all of them together. I mean, the court is on the side of the state. It's employed by the state. They all hang out together. They're buddies. So it's never going to be an easy task. And I don't even know if this stuff can be changed within the court system. So far, our best successes in court have basically been to minimize damage or to avoid it, never to actually turn anything around.
And, you know, guys, it seems like a properly functioning court is determined only by the people who run the court, not the people who have to get siphoned through it like meat through a meat grinder.
So what happened today, Brian?
Yeah, Brian, tell us the story.
So here's how it went. It was last Wednesday,
okay.
And it was the normal traffic court day, you know, this little town court here, where, you know, people basically line up to beg the prosecutor to lower their sentence from, you know, a 35 miles out and miles over the limit to 20 miles or, you know, it's all this, you know, everybody begs and pleads.
Well, sure, really people have to put food on. But people have to put food on the table. A lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck, barely with anything resembling savings. And then the government comes in and victimizes people with all their tickets for whatever and their citations. And they just want the thing to go away, but they'd like to get pay a little bit less. So they'll beg, and hopefully they'll have to pay master a little bit less for doing what they said they weren't supposed to do, so they can get back to their life of trying to put food back on the table. You know, none of this helps anyone, and little do they realize that if just, you know, a certain percentage of them were to refuse to pay and force them to lock them in jail cells, they would never actually be able to, simply because there just isn't that enough room in all of the jails, and they don't have enough money to afford to lock us all up. But it's very difficult to be the first person to get arrested. It's very difficult to take that kind of risk, and people are frightened of taking risks, and they've been educated against it.
And isn't it interesting, you guys, how, you know, traditionally the law and order people are the old school conservatives, you know, that sort of thing. But they fall off the wagon when it comes to this very simple, very easy case of the fact that your son Miller has a right supposedly protected by the U.S. Constitution to be able to defend himself. with a firearm. I mean, it's very simple. These sorts of problems arise, and for some reason I don't understand why, but the old school conservatives find it very convenient not to look at these things. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about what the court just did to this young man, because law and order to us is whatever the courts are saying.
The court is God.
Yeah, yeah. It's extremely frustrating.
You know, it's not even that. It was just the whole procedure, and a lot of it was my assumptions. You know, I've been in this court a couple of times for various things. You know, I'm spending more and more time in there than I should be. But they have, you know, in the court, I've seen all the shows on TV, you know, the plaintiffs are on one side, the defendants are on the other side, and that's just how it works. And so, you know, during this traffic court, you had the state, the prosecutor, as you're looking at the judge, the state is on the left. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these poor souls would go up there, and if they try to put their hands in their pockets, the bailiff, you know, whacks them on the hand and says, you know, you take your hands out of your pocket, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Stand for the judge, sit down for the judge, all this stuff. So, you know, and they beg for, you know, a reduction of their sentence, or yes, I've talked to the prosecutor and we can do this or whatever. And I was thinking, well, okay, we're different. We're suing them. You know, Miller's the plaintiff. The police chief is the defendant. It says right there on the papers, Miller versus the police chief.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, you know, after they're all done with all the, you know, traffic stuff, you know, they would all clear the court because they don't want people to actually see this. And the prosecutor would leave. And then we'd go up there. We'd sit on the left. The police chief would sit on the right. And the judge would say, why did you deny this? You know, the burden of proof is on you to say why this isn't this person isn't sufficient to receive this CCL.
Seems so far like you've been making reasonable presumptions. Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't think those things?
You know what they say when you assume.
Well,
so
yeah.
right in the middle of traffic court, they call his name. You know, he's near the end of the alphabet, you know, Travis.
Mm-hmm.
But they call his name, and I said, oh, okay, well, I'll go up there. And I was heading towards the left desk where I should be, and they said, oh, no, you go stand over there. You and Miller, you know, stand over there. Because I'm Miller's lawyer, I guess, in this case, his representative.
Did you file paperwork for that? Normally they demand that.
I think because I'm a parent, I'm automatic.
Ah, okay.
Because I'm not even sure he can stand there without being.
Got it.
He can have a concealed carry license, not as an adult, but I'm not sure he can stand before the court and defend himself.
So they said, okay, obey us, go over there. Then what?
What's that?
So they said, obey us and go over there, and then what?
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm already off my guard. I'm already off my game. I apparently wasn't prepared enough for their what they were trying to do. Okay, so I try to wing it. And so, you know, the judge did the right thing. He said, okay, you know, and the police chief, who is the defendant in this thing, is sitting in the you know, the gallery. It's the county attorney who's over to my left. Like, I'm the defendant. You know, Miller and I are the defendant, and she's the prosecutor.
No,
this is not how it goes.
Right.
So anyway, the judge says, okay, it's up to you, the prosecutor, to say why Miller is not a suitable person. And so, you know, I'm kind of thinking, well, you know, do it. She pulls out this piece of paper, which is a MySpace page with Miller's name on it.
Yeah, what's that?
And on this page, it says some damning things about, you know, who knows what it says. I want to do this and that and go on a shooting rampage and
what?
Do these other things and.
Wait. They're saying that your son has a MySpace page where he claims he wants to go on a shooting rampage?
Well, the judge said, is this your MySpace page? And Miller says, I don't know what that is.
This is a very nice
knowledge of it.
What happened next?
I tried to say, this is not relevant to the case. I said, look, a suitable person is this, da da da. And then the judge asked Miller, and, you know, things started happening really quickly, you know, because they do this every day.
Yeah.
So I was just unprepared for all of that. Miller said he doesn't know what that is. You know, hackers go into MySpace all the time. Who knows whose page that is?
Yeah. Especially when you have Free State Project members, who knows what agents of the state might be doing, not to be conspiratorialist, Brian, but you never know the kinds of stuff that they'll try to pull
and
to get
at. This is really just a meeting for to find out whether or not he can conceal carry. It's not like he can't carry. He's legally allowed to, so they're not stopping anything.
Yeah, great point.
This is bizarre to me.
A serial killer in the making.
I find this all very strange, very interesting. Brian, hang on. I'm going to bring you back. He'll finish up the story here in moments. 800-259-9231. They just kind of make up the rules as they go along, it seems.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever you want. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. There's a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, as well as a webcam. You can get them all free over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Want liberty in your lifetime? Don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's June 25th to 28th, and that's only a month away, in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com.
As we continue, Brian is on the line in New Hampshire, and you're telling us about a court appearance that you made last week. Your son, Miller, was denied his what supposedly should be something that's given to him, a permit to carry a weapon concealed here in New Hampshire. There's no law that says that underage people can't do this. And so the police chief had told you that, well, he's denying this because he's not an adult. You went to court, and they were doing things that were very unexpected. And one of the first things that happened was one of the prosecutors got up and told was it the prosecutor that told you why he was denied?
No, the police chief is the one who has the burden of proof to say why the denial was justified.
So it was the police chief
back in the peanut gallery, and it was the county prosecutor who was bringing up this MySpace page thing.
Right. So even though you were suing the police chief, he didn't appear up on the stand or anything like that. They asked the prosecutor. He pulls up this MySpace page, says it's Miller's page, and claims that it has text about, you know, or something on it about going on some sort of a shooting rampage. So then what happened?
Yeah, I mean, the prosecutor, that's another thing. I'm the plaintiff here. You know, we're not the defense. We're not on defense. We are the ones suing. Yet this county prosecutor, this woman who has this Facebook page thing, is trying to prosecute us. But wait a minute, but we're not the this is why I was unprepared for that. I thought this was a slam dunk. We'd go in there and we'd leave, and Miller would have his license. But they just spent all this time and money on this little trivial thing. Who knows how much time they spent researching this, or, you know, dummying up this page, or who knows what they did.
So do you believe that do you believe that this is a forgery, that Miller would not have put something like that on a MySpace page?
Well, Miller's been using Facebook for the year that he's been here. I mean, who uses MySpace anymore?
Yeah. So he hasn't even been in his MySpace account is basically the what you're saying?
Well, one thing that the prosecutor says is that I guess on MySpace it has the time that the person who owns the page last accessed the page,
mm-hmm, it does.
And that was only the day before she, you know, printed this thing out.
Okay.
And Miller stood up there and said, well, you know, MySpace is notorious for hackers. You know, people are getting in there and hacking people's pages all the time.
Okay, so he's claiming that. I don't know what, you know, if that's true or not. I don't know Miller very well. I don't think he would be the kind of person that would really write something like that. You, as his father, I mean, what's your assessment? Do you think that that he's being upfront?
Well, that's the thing. All of this stuff is irrelevant. I mean, and this is one of the problems. This is one of the lessons that I learned, and I want to pass on to everybody who's listening.
Okay.
Is whether it's true, whether it's not true, whether it's forged by the state, you know, whether one of Miller's friends did it as a joke, whatever. None of this is relevant in order to deal with the concealed carry license. He is a suitable person. Their laws say suitable persons shall get this license. And this stuff is irrelevant. My mistake was not to stand up there first thing and say, that this is relevant. Why are you even bringing this up? This has nothing to do with the concealed carry license. And, you know, take that piece of paper and, you know, do whatever with it.
Well,
and
now,
why am I sitting over here on the defendant's table and not on the plaintiff's table?
Yeah, that's all very confusing to me. But it would seem that they're bringing this up to justify their denial. Like, well, we saw this on the MySpace page, and so therefore he should be denied the permit because he's a raving lunatic or whatever it is they were claiming. It seems like they're just trying to justify it and get it shut down, essentially get you.
Right. Well, I mean, if they can create enough dates.
The police chief denied his application on, I don't know what the dates are, date A. And then Miller called back on date B and said, hey, are you sure you want to do this? Because I can't find anything in the statutes that say that you know, being an adult is required. Now, date C, which is after date B, is when this Facebook thing, or, I'm sorry, the MySpace thing shows up. And so it was like he knew he didn't have a course, so he called the county attorney and says, hey, you know, what can you do here? Can we, you know, fabricate anything against this guy to justify my comment about an adult?
So that's what it sounds like, yes.
Was trying to say that Miller was not a suitable person because there's a MySpace page with his name on it that has these things on it, but that's not why he was denied. He was denied because he was not an adult.
Do you have it in writing?
He was a raving lunatic on MySpace.
Do you have it in writing that he was denied because he's not an adult?
That's exactly what the thing said. Yes, that's exactly what the letter back from the police chief, his denial, says.
Well, I'm sure that they can just, Brian, I'm sure they can just change their minds whenever they want to. Yeah. So even though the chief wrote that back then, they've now determined that not only is he not an adult, and you may be able to sue them and win over that, but now we're going to deny him because of the MySpace page.
Right.
That seems to be the way it's going.
So the way it is now, the judge, you know, took it under advisement. He needs to go back and, you know, decide whether or not this denial should be overturned. And the way
hold on. What did he take under advisement?
They can't even consider this MySpace thing. They have to consider, you know, you are denied because you're not an adult.
Right. That's not part of the case. I agree with you.
Justify his decision.
Right. That's the whole MySpace thing is definitely not part of your original lawsuit. What was it the judge said he was going to take under advisement?
Whether to, you know, overturn the police chief in denying the concealed carry license because of Miller's adultness.
Okay. So basically you have to wait and then they'll come up with a ruling. Is that the idea?
Yeah, he's got 14 days according to their statutes.
Sure. They'll take all 14.
If he backs up the police chief, we will appeal. We'll go to Superior Court, at which point now we can be reimbursed for a reasonable lawyer fees. You can't do that in district court, little town, but you can in Superior Court, which is a county. And we've got a really good attorney, and he'll beat this thing. He'll overturn it, no problem. And then the police chief is personally responsible for that.
Brian, two things. First of all, as you indicated, you were totally thrown for a loop when they came out with this information that was not pertinent to the case, had nothing to do with the actual problems that you had encountered in the first place. That was not brought up. It was the age that was brought up originally. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, these people come prepared with this research that they've done on Miller, which is very, very odd. That's peculiar, and it wasn't brought up originally. So that ought to be a red flag to anybody out there, because it seems like they singled out Miller for some reason.
Because they don't like Brian and his family.
Exactly. And
I'm looking at Miller's MySpace page now, and I don't see anything. There's no blog on here.
It's possible he went and changed it later. I mean, I'm presuming that he did.
It says here that he. It looks to me like he was the last time he was there was May the 1st.
No. Right after he got home from the court, you know, he went up there. You know, if someone had been messing with his MySpace page, he didn't want that stuff up there like that. So he wouldn't delete all that stuff just because now he found out that he hasn't been on that. He said in court he hasn't been on that page for a year.
Brian, will you keep us in the loop on this? Is there more you had to share tonight?
I have one more thing.
Okay, hang on. 800-252-231. If you want to get on the line here, talk to Brian or bring up whatever's on your mind, you can. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. We continue in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon.
coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, bring up anything, dial toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, we'll talk about this insanity that is going on in Washington, D.C. about indefinite detentions, or I think they're calling it something something else, but it's really crazy. We'll get to that, but first, Brian is still on the line in New Hampshire. Also want to invite you to our website. Live streams, updates, Shrine, Wiki, it's all free. We give it to you at freetalklive.com, so enjoy that on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
Are you facing a debt crisis? Debtcrisissolutions.com guarantees that they can protect your bank accounts, assets, and the equity in your home. They're your debt crisis consultants. In some cases, you don't have to make another payment on your credit cards. DebtCrisisSolutions.com, 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123, DebtCrisisSolutions.com.
Brian is in New Hampshire, and the attack on his family continues as, I mean, it's just been quite a road that you guys have been down so far. Your wife was, well, first of all, your son was arrested for recording video on his own property several months ago, last year. Shortly thereafter, they raided your home with armed goons and a bunch of volunteers. They came in and stole a dozen of your horses. I think, are all the horses back yet, or they still have one out, Brian?
Yeah, all the horses are back except for one. There's an old stallion who is suitable to come back. The vet says, "Oh yeah, he's ready to go back." But you know, the vet just doesn't think that it's right for Heidi to take care of this horse, even though Heidi's been taking care of the horse for the last 6 years.
So she can take care of all the other horses, but not that one.
Yeah, apparently not that one. I think they're embarrassed and they're just holding this one in order to justify the taking of everybody else, you know, so, because this one, he's an old horse,
yeah.
And, you know, old horses have problems.
So that's still in process. There's still some court stuff going on there, and I know that you can't talk very much about it because of the legal situation. But then there's this new thing with Miller, your other son, who has been denied a concealed carry permit. You went into court. They claimed he had a MySpace page that talked about going on a shooting rampage, which, of course, as Mark pointed out, he can carry openly legally. So if they're really concerned about him going on a shooting rampage, well, they can't apparently take away his right to carry openly, can they? So he could go on a shooting rampage.
This was clearly a way, this whole MySpace thing was just a way of covering their butts and trying to justify something that they did on some other ground. It was a distraction, and unfortunately it worked on me for those, 30 seconds that I had to respond, and I didn't respond in the proper way, and then, they kind of gotcha.
Yeah.
And, I should have said, not relevant, let's move on. But instead, they got the judge to say, did you do this page? And Miller said, there's hackers on MySpace. And then, by the time I got my wits about me, because I was just so off balance, it was too late. I finally came back and said, this is about suitable persons. This is not about MySpace. But, by then, the whole thing had gotten beyond me, and they know exactly how to do this.
Sure.
The prosecutor
they're the professionals
does it 10 times a day. I do it once or twice in a lifetime.
Exactly. So so you're going to continue on. You're going to appeal out to the Superior Court. And what else did you want to share with us tonight?
Well, the judge might say, the prosecutor's wrong, and, here's your license.
That's true.
If the judge
possible.
Goes with the cops, then we'll take it to the next level. But my point is, for anybody listening to this, there's three things that I learned last week that I think are pretty important, and it's not going to happen to me again, and I want other people to learn this, too. And first of all, don't ever be happy to go to court.
Oh.
If you've got the most slam dunk obvious thing and you're going to get vindicated or you're going to embarrass somebody, or you're going to make the state, you're going to bring them down, no matter how solid your case is, don't ever think that this is a slam dunk. Never be happy to go to court. This is an evil place, no matter how solid your case is.
Yep, the evil is done there 99% of the time, it seems.
Hey, right. Brian.
And that's the second thing. Be prepared for any possible thing that could happen. You have to figure out 1,000 different scenarios. Figure out the 10 that might be possible. Prepare for those. The worst case is you're going to spend time preparing for something that never comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But, the problem is that if you didn't prepare for something that did come up, you're going to get blindsided and you're going to be, they're going to screw you. And the
number
third thing is, the prosecutors are lazy. MySpace is a 10-year-old technology that nobody uses anymore, but they really love to use this stuff, especially if they're going after, kids who might be on there. So, just know what's going on out there. And make sure, if you do have a MySpace page, get rid of it because it's, bad technology.
Yeah, I deleted mine a couple of years ago.
There, make sure to check it all the time to make sure nobody else has hacked it.
Well, also, and Brian, one of the things that I think comes to mind about this is, and this came up in the past. We were talking about people who are convicted criminals who are allowed out into the public, but yet they cannot exercise what are supposedly their Second Amendment rights. Now, in this case, Miller was accused of having done this MySpace page. It has nothing to do with any sort of a crime. He is not being put in jail for this sort of thing. They used it as a sort of ad hominem attack against him.
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Yes. Now, if people are listening out there and they just want to at least look at the legal framework of this, the way this is supposed to work, there's a major problem when you've got governments, whether it's the federal government or the various state governments, that have enshrined in the Constitution the right to keep and bear arms, when you had a United States Revolution that was fought by kids your son's age who picked up their muskets and loaded them out in the middle of the woods to fight to try to oppose tyranny. And yet you've got the government that says, no, we think you could be a danger. He has not committed a crime. He has not been put in jail. And even hypothetically, if a person were to have been put in jail and were to have been released, people ought to think about the way the state then prevents them from being able to carry a firearm. If those people are deemed safe enough to be put back out into society, then why are they not deemed safe enough to carry a firearm to protect themselves? Obviously, that undercuts the whole argument that they make that they are safe enough to put back out into society.
Well, they don't need to follow logic, Gardner. They've got guns. They can do what they want.
Right. So these are clear, selective pieces of hypocrisy that these guys are guilty of, and your son is just one example of it. The supposed right to keep and bear arms is infringed upon over and over and over again for no other reason than the arbitrary whim of the people in the government or in the courts, one and the same, usually.
Well, but in New Hampshire, you have the right. You know, they don't hassle you to open carry, no matter what. And in fact, everybody up there, the judge, the prosecutor, they all know that Miller carries openly right now. He carries his 357 Magnum on his hip. We go to the selectmen's meetings, we go to the bank, we go to all the stores in town, and he has it right there.
Yeah, but Brian, think about this. You supposedly, and I'm sort of pulling away from your personal situation. You supposedly have the right to open carry in the state of New Hampshire. But if you're a convicted criminal, as I said, who is deemed safe enough to leave and go back into society because you're no longer a threat and you did your time, you're not able to exercise that right to open carry.
Any other thoughts, Brian?
Right. So the right to open carry is constrained even in New Hampshire, where supposedly there's a right to open carry. You don't have a right to open carry if you are a law-abiding person who even has done time. Now you're out and supposedly you're safe. Well, apparently you're not safe. So either they should have kept you in jail or they better reassess whether or not you should be able to get a gun, because you should if you're out there and you're supposedly a safe person.
The Constitution says that every person has the right to
bear arms. 16-year-old and protected criminal, exactly.
Yep, protection of themselves, their families, and the state or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, Brian,
this concealed carry thing is even more ridiculous, because if they're worried that he's going to go on a shooting rampage if he gets a concealed carry license, he still has the right to carry openly wherever he goes.
Right, so he could just go on a shooting rampage, which he has not done, so they have no evidence with which to restrict him. And let us know what happens, Brian, as this develops. And thank you for being so strong against this, in the face of this adversity. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. There is a vendetta against that man's family out there in Candia, New Hampshire. Clearly. More on the way. And this is what happens when you stir it up. You'll get targeted. It's a reality. But that's why we just need more people stirring it up, because they can't target us all. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Does size really matter? Take it from a woman. It does. But you need to know once and for all what kind of size, what women really want, and what really hits the spot. All the women listening right now are either smiling or nodding their head in agreement. Now introducing Prolixis, the male-widening secret the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want you to know about. This groundbreaking male enhancement formula increases your thickness to astonishing width safely and permanently. And right now, we're giving away a helpful free tool with every order, because we want to prove Prolixis works. Call right now to find out how you can discover the power of Prolixis, the male-enhancing, male-thickening product that really works. Call right now to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out.
Call right now to find out how to get your free supply of Prolixis before it runs out. 800-477-2413. That's 800-477-2413. 800-477-2413.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. Totally free at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and a percentage of your purchase will go to benefit Free Talk Live. It's that simple. You can buy virtually anything that you want. They sell, seems like, almost everything in there, and in dozens of categories, even used items. If you need to save a few extra bucks, get free Super Saver shipping while you're at it on a whole lot of items over at amazon.freetalklive.com. So let's shift gears to national, and Gardner Goldsmith has the story, which is big, big news, and I'm glad we finally have a chance to get to it here.
Yeah.
Because this is crazy. I mean, if anybody thought that Obama was different from George W. Bush, I don't think you'll need to hear anything much more than this. I mean, we could already point out that he's still bombing people, that the wars are still going on.
Got it. So
it should have been obvious already that this guy is pretty much Bush the Third. What's the news, Gardner?
Well, you know, you can inject a couple lines of energy on this one, thought energy on this one, Ian. A couple things. One is just the absolute indignation that I feel towards some of the people in the pop media who have, they excoriated, and appropriately so, George W. Bush for wiretapping without warrants, for holding people without habeas corpus trials, for conducting this undeclared war, doing all sorts of things that you would look at as being invasions of civil liberties.
Not to mention the undeclared war that essentially he said that he was going to end. I mean,
yes.
You know, he portrayed himself as a pro-peace candidate, and
yes,
he was going to get us out of this
In
mess.
Every one of these areas, whether it's from supposedly detentions of people and rendition of them to other countries where they could possibly be tortured,
mm-hmm,
that's not going to end under Obama.
Right.
The requisition of phone records from the phone companies that Bush administration officials started, that's not going to end under Obama. Movement of these guys into civil trials that we had hoped would be conducted under constitutional habeas corpus hearings that the Supreme Court ruled in the Boumediene case said had to happen. That's not going to happen now. I'll give you an example, and as I mentioned to you guys
earlier. Wait, were all those things you were rattling off things that had already been decided on,
yes,
not what you were going to tell us about in a moment?
No, all of these things are coming together as over the past 2 weeks, there's been this fake brouhaha, as Elephant Talk might say by King Crimson, this brouhaha over whether or not the detainees, wink, wink, which is a bogus term, and people have to remember that at the outset, would be moved back to the United States and tried under U.S. criminal courts.
From Guantanamo.
From Guantanamo. Right. Now, we need to preface this so that anybody out there listening who hears the old-style conservative talk radio hosts say, they're not American citizens, and they aren't uniform combatants. They aren't given the protection of the Geneva Accords. I feel like Al Gore. They're ruining our children. Well, just for people to wake up, read Common Article 3 of the Geneva Accords, of which the United States is a signatory. And if you are a person who believes in the United States government and that it's supposed to be doing certain things, I happen to think that it does crap. But if you're one of these people and you want to stop the war on terror, we're not at war. The reason we're not at war is because they didn't want to declare war, because if they declared war, they thought that they would have to hold these guys under the Geneva Accords.
Right.
But if you read Common Article 3 of the Geneva Accords, it states very plainly, anybody who's captured on the soil of a nation that is a signatory nation, even if they don't have a recognized chain of command and even if they aren't in uniform, they have to be treated with all the provisions of the Geneva Accords. It's in Common Article 3. Tell your local paleo-conservative talk radio numbskull to wake up and read the stinking thing.
I don't think they'll care. They'll just say, oh, it's just the words on paper.
But they're the ones. I'm driving over today. I'm listening to a Boston station tank. Boom. The guy who's filling in for Memorial Day says, you don't know the Geneva Accords. And I'm screaming at the top of my lungs like, you don't know the stinking Geneva Accords. Why don't you read them?
Yeah.
So they say that these guys aren't afforded this protection. Well, therefore, they can hold them as detainees.
Mm-hmm.
That's false. You've got to hold them under U.S. criminal code. And all of this argument that people make about, means you're affording them the rights of American citizens.
Oh, that's nonsense. Because look at our friend Sam. I mean, he's now been in jail for a full 6 weeks,
exactly,
and he's not even in on any sort of terrorism charges.
He's not had a habeas trial or anything.
Right. Well, even if they were going by their system, apparently by their system, they don't have to do any of that stuff.
That's right.
They're not doing it with our friend Sam, and he wasn't. All he was doing was recording with a video camera. I mean, you think they're going to all of a sudden treat these guys from Guantanamo any better than Sam? No way, no.
Not a chance. No way. Now, so on the surface of it, the way these people are making their arguments is fallacious. So here's what we've got. We've got the Bush administration doing certain things, and the conservatives in Washington D.C. and so on, and the people at the at the New Republic magazine were arguing in certain ways, and so on. Everybody's out there. And they're not recognizing the fact that, A, they didn't declare war, so they thought they wouldn't have to hold these guys as POWs. But if they have not declared war, it doesn't matter whether they're American citizens or not. If they were foreigners over here and somebody was accused of a murder, they would be tried under U.S. criminal code for murder.
But the idea there that...
Unless they were charged with terrorism.
Right. The point they're going to make is that they weren't here on American soil when they were arrested.
This is the tricky thing. They can be extradited and taken over. We've done this in the past. People have been arrested in the past and brought here on terrorism charges.
Yep.
And they are tried under U.S. criminal code for terrorism.
But not anymore.
A murderer would be tried under U.S. criminal code for murder.
But what you're saying is that doesn't happen anymore, right?
That's what they're trying to get away with this stuff. So they can hold these guys indefinitely and torture them.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
Exactly. And so Obama spoke out against those things, said he was going to shut down Guantanamo Bay, and then all these guys were brought here. So over the past 2 weeks and tried under U.S. criminal code, which is what the Supreme Court said they have to do with the Boumediene case two years ago. So what happens?
Oh, they're just men in robes, Gardner.
A year ago. It was 2008. So here's the deal. Obama is now backtracking on all these things because they're saying, oh, my God, they're going to be taking these detainees, and they're going to be putting them in U.S. prisons? Oh, that would be terrible. Dick Cheney comes out on the same day that Obama comes out, and Dick Cheney in his somnambulistic way says, if we happen to keep these people, it's just like, they're going to infect other people.
Right,
I mean, it's like walking
sleep. I love
that
word, by the way, somnambulistic. That's sleep-inducing.
Absolutely,
that means,
man.
Okay.
He's the great Rohypno. He's like Rohypnol in human form, you know?
I just don't understand why it is. First off, why haven't they infected their guards in Guantanamo? If that that's possible. I mean, if they're going to infect people, why keep them with other convicts? Don't you know? It makes perfect. The reason they didn't bring them back from Guantanamo is they'd have to treat them like real people instead of this nebulous enemy combatant. Well, under the law, they would. They have a lot more media coverage than Sam does.
That's true. If the media has got their eyes on the case, they'll behave differently. That much is true. You're right about that.
Well, so there are two things that really are getting me ticked off. One is the leftist media, like Rachel Maddow and Keith Olbermann and these people, Chris Matthews with the spittle on his lips and stuff. I can't watch that show because every 30 seconds I think something's going to slide out. I can't watch it. So
I have no idea.
It's just disgusting. So anyway, these guys, they were all highly critical of Bush,
mm-hmm.
but they are not as critical on the same level of Obama doing these things and breaking his promises to them because, of course, he's carrying through their socialist economic agenda. So they're giving him more of a pass. Now, they have been critical. I've got to say that they have mentioned a few things, but it's sort of a, shame on you, Barack
Obama.
Yeah,
what were you thinking?
Oh, now here's your cookie. Now go play. You know, it's just ridiculous. So this, I just wanted to give you a little something. Barry Eisler, who's a novelist, a former CIA agent, and has become much more critical of the government over the years, he says this, and he's got a little blog site. I linked it over at libertyconspiracy.com. He says, the list of Obama's reversals is long, but in brief, amnesty for telecom companies that violated eavesdropping laws, abuse of the state secrets privilege, not releasing photos of torture at U.S.-run prisons, continuing the Bush administration's plans to establish military commissions with lower levels of due process. Most outrageous of all, Obama now proposes that the government should be able to imprison people indefinitely without trial and without having committed a crime. This is where we get
accused of terrorism.
They can just pick somebody up and accuse him.
Just anything, yeah.
And here's a very interesting thing. Obama proposed, at the same time that Obama and Cheney were doing their stupid little dueling banjos thing, they were essentially saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all the pop media people said, it's the big fight between Obama and Cheney. On that day, Cheney said, we have to protect Americans. We cannot allow this to happen. Obama's saying we have to protect Americans. We cannot allow this to happen. Obama says we're going to come up with a new legal framework to be able to hold people that we suspect could commit crimes. This is exactly what Bush did with the original Patriot Act.
A new legal framework. I mean, they've already been holding people, so they're going to make that worse?
Yes. And just as a quick aside, I know we're going to the commercials. Newt Gingrich gets on there to defend this, and he says, did you know that one out of every seven people released actually went and committed another crime? I mean, six of seven didn't.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
AlecHughes.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecHughes, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecHughes at AlecHughes.com. Again, that's AlecHughes.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.